Hey folks, Scott Weingart here, and this is the MCRIT Rack Podcast. What are we doing today? Well, right around the new year, I wanted to do a state of the crit, a little brief discussion about what's going on with MCRIT and its affiliated sites. Now, of course, I'm only a month and a half late, but what are you going to do? It's been a busy year. Part of that busyness was the eMCRIT conference, which was absolutely amazing. This was the team up between the Essentials of Emergency Medicine folks and the MCRIT folks, and we sold out, and it was amazing. You'll be hearing more about that. Hopefully, we'll get some lectures up, and we'll be able to share the goodness. But that's why I've been so busy, if you cared. So at the top of the show, I introduced this as the MCRIT Rack Podcast. What the hell is that? Well, what I realized is, since now MCRIT is a collection of independent blog and podcast sites, it became difficult to discern what is the OG MCRIT. You know, there's everything else has a name. It's mcrit.org/pulmcrit, mcrit.org/isepsis. But what is the mcrit.org/ for just MCRIT so that you could actually find this stuff? And there was nothing. And people suggested some ridiculous ideas. What I finally narrowed it down to was the name of my unit at my current job and past job, which is resuscitation and acute critical care. You know, I've run a RAC unit at both places. And so that makes a lot of sense. And that's essentially what we do here at the original MCRIT is resuscitation and acute critical care. So anytime we're talking about the MCRIT podcast now, just in your mind, substitute the MCRIT RAC podcast. And that will be what you're hearing right now. So there you go. A brief diversion to talk about the current MCRIT motto, which is maximally aggressive care everywhere. I got a letter from a listener declaring that this is ridiculous, that we should be pursuing maximally appropriate care. And I had a back and forth explaining that aggressive does not in this context mean just doing crazy stuff for the sake of doing it. No, the aggressiveness refers to how assiduously we pursue the right care, whether that's palliative, whether that's curative, whether that's standing back and not doing something. But the point is a attitude of aggressiveness. And this is in contrast to an attitude I see a lot in the world of medicine, which is errors of omission everywhere. Knowing the right thing to do, but choosing not to do it because you don't want to get dinged on mortality, or you don't want to come in the middle of the night, or you don't want to take the chance of a patient dying while you're trying to do an endoscopy. Well, all of this is the opposite of maximally aggressive. That's less than maximally aggressive. So there's your explanation for what maximally aggressive means. It doesn't mean cutting into people's necks when you could just intubate them from above. It means when they do need that crike, doing it despite the fear and trepidation that you might screw it up, despite the fact that it's hard. It's pursuing the right care with an immediacy and confidence to get the job done. All right, some news. There will be two additional team-ups joining the MCRIT site. One of them will be a tox blog and podcast. You'll hear more about that at the beginning of March. And then we have something kind of amazing for critical care and resuscitation trainees coming soon. A little site for you folks. You know, you deserve something. So you'll hear more about that probably in the next couple of months. All right. Two new sections on MCRIT. And, you know, if you are in training, perk your ears up because I need editors for this. And I want to team up with some people who are in the midst of their training. I think it would be cool to get some youngins onto the MCRIT site. So the first one is going to be the clinical questions section on MCRIT. What I realized is, like, I have questions. You have questions. Questions that are not easily answered by Dr. Google. Questions that you probably just need to go to an expert because there's not literature out there and say, what do you do in this circumstance? I mean, the first one we will premiere is, okay, you got a patient, massive or close to massive PE, but they're coughing up tons of blood. They got a lot of hemoptysis. Do you still give them thrombolytics or not? Well, that's a question you're not going to find by Googling those words. So we asked an expert, and then we'll put that up. I need an editor for that. I want the editor to be a second-year EM resident or a first-year critical care fellow, one of those two things. If you are one of those two things and you are interested in working with the MCRIT team in learning how to work a blog site, in learning how social media works, if you don't already know, in, you know, working with brilliant people like Farkas, and, you know, less than brilliant people who know how to do audio like me, then you should sign up. And the way you could sign up as a potential is just go to the show notes for this State of the Crit, and there's a link there, and just click that link. And then you will hear from us on the contest that will choose the editor for this section. The other section that I need an editor for is the clinical cases section of MCRIT. We want to put some great cases up there. And so it'll be the MCRIT mime section. And so it'll be morbidity, interest, mortality, or error. Any of those four things. You got a case? Send it our way. We'll have an editor correlate opinions from the MCRIT team and maybe outsiders if we need to get a consult, and we'll put those cases up there, and then we could talk about them, and it'll be fun. So if you're interested in that, click in the show notes, and you could indicate, well, I want to do the clinical cases section, or I don't care, I just want to work with the MCRIT team. I'll take either, and we'll hear from you. We'll figure it out. All right. I've convinced Josh to do, Josh Farkas of PoemCrit, some audio summaries of his work. So every couple months, we'll get on the line and we'll talk about the stuff he's published, and I'll grill him. And for the people that just can't read, there are those people out there. I know we track the stats. There are people that just listen to podcasts and will never look at the blog site. And there are people that will read the blog site and never listen to podcasts. We want to hit them both. So Josh is the blogger extraordinaire of the critical care world. Let's get him a little bit audioed up so that we could talk to the people that are not going to go to the blog site. So that's coming. People have been asking continuously, and as well they should, they're perfectly justified in doing so, where the F is the resuscitation crisis manual? It's only been like what? I think we're getting up on 2 years. Yes, the galleys are supposed to arrive in my hot little hands this week, and then we'll do the final error run, and then they should be out for being able to buy sometime in March. I know it's been a long time in coming. What I will say is that my co-editor, David Borshoff, I did not expect his level of editing, and what he has done, despite it taking time, is he has brought this book to like a thousandfold better level than it was at. He has a magical kind of brilliance that just will not let things that are not perfect go through. And what he has done, this book is, it is amazing. It took forever, but it is amazing. And I'd say that is all thanks to a combination, a huge percentage of authors, and then whatever else is left that isn't the authors is Dave Borshoff's editing. Just the man. So expect that soon. All right, next up, I am closing down Google Plus. I think even if I didn't close it down, Google Plus probably would do that for me at some point soon. That service is dying, and it's annoying to moderate. Their spam to comment ratio is really high right now, and it's gone. It's gone. So sometime the next couple weeks, that site is closing down. So where should we go? Where should we talk about this stuff? The answer is Reddit. Please, if you are on Google Plus right now, just go and sign up for a Reddit account. And then when you have questions, put them there, because then they'll actually get answered. The problem with Google Plus is everything gets lost and no one will ever answer your questions. If you go to Reddit, if you get a good question, people will upvote it and it'll get to the top. And then maybe if we get some audience over there, all of a sudden we'll actually have a interesting forum to talk about this stuff. So please, if you're on Google Plus, just go over to Reddit. Reddit's better. It's so much better. Okay. And we will close off this State of the Crit with some recommendations for blogs and podcasts I think you should check out. This was supposed to be at the end of 2017, but what are you going to do? Okay, number one, the Dantastic Mr. Tox and Howard Show. If you like toxicology, you will love these folks. The Curbsiders, Internal Medicine. Now, most of you listening are either emergency or critical care. So you're like, I don't need to hear about internal medicine. But if you cherry pick the stuff that is the overlap between us, you will hear the other side's perspective on all these things. And they're doing a phenomenal job and they have great guests. And so listen to it. You know, you don't have to listen to all the episodes unless you are internal medicine, but listen to the episodes that are of interest to you and you will love it. All right. The blog site EM Sim Cases. They are doing an enormous service. They are saving you all the work of having to, we've started our fellows, our resuscitation fellows, they're supposed to do a an in-situ sim case once each of their shifts. And like for them to develop these cases de novo would be impossible. We didn't tell them like, go and develop a sim case. Anyone who's done that knows that's super hard. From scratch, no. We tell them, go to EM sim cases, pick out a case and run it for the residents because it's all there for you. And it tells you exactly what you need in terms of equipment and has all the stimulus stuff like the EKG or the chest x-ray. These people are doing such a service for our community. So shout out to them, EM Simcases. And then along the sim lines as well, the simulcast with Vic Brazel and Jesse Spur. They are killing it. I love this. I listened to it, learn about simulation, which is an area that I was never actually trained on. So this is filling in those gaps. All right, we could stop there. I wanted to keep this to around 10 minutes and we are right at that point. So I will say, Scott Weingart for the MCRIT Rack Podcast saying bye-bye.